Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing? Okay, I know there's fewer here because of the fair, but we're going to do that again because that was kind of weak there, okay? Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Ah, there we go. That's better. And it is good to see you, although it is steamy out there this morning. Whew. And even the temperature's not that high, but it's hot and muggy. But we are glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome you. And a little bit later on, we will be talking a little bit about our next message there. And so thinking of this humidity and the steam and all that. So I'm asking the question, what refreshes you? What refreshes you? And so we'll be talking about that a little bit later on. And we want to welcome those that may be listening online. And so let's worship the Lord this morning. Let's stand and sing our Gloria Patri as we begin. Join together for our call to worship this morning. Joy fills our hearts as we celebrate God's love. That is what it means to be the body of Christ.
This is what
it means to be our family. Let us rejoice as we worship this day. Well, let's sing that hymn, 554. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, this morning. God's hand that let's join together for our opening prayer this morning. Lord, be with us today as we come to you from life's circumstances. Give us courage and strength, and fill us with your love and grace, that we may serve you effectively and fully. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to go to our next hymn, 354. His eye is on the sparrow. Today that he is watching us. Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer because I know there aren't any kids and they are all out at the fairgrounds, at least most of them. And so we're going to give you a chance to share your joys and concerns this morning. And so we're going to let somebody begin that would like to unspoken this morning. Okay. Somebody else. Yep.
My cousin, Barbara Wombles, passed away. She was in Indianapolis.
What was the last name?
Wombles. W-O-M-B-L-E-S.
Okay, so we want to remember that family in our prayers this morning with the loss there. Someone else. Yep.
My mom, Anthony,
Yes. Yes, she is. That's Meryl. Yep. Somebody else. Go ahead.
Thank you for all the prayers Lindsay made in between the storms, and she's had that Monday, so get her back now.
But we're glad that she's here, and we'll keep her in our prayers as she's traveling back. Yep. There was another one.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else. Yep.
From the prayer chains, we have a Doug Richard. He had some kind of surgery, but they came back and said he did well. And then a Joy, Ellen Barnes, had put on two people in her family that were having biopsy, and both of them were negative for cancer. And we also granddaughter and her husband flew from New York City to be with me on my birthday.
Oh, boy, that was nice. Yeah. Yes. And so somebody else. Yes.
The Vick family.
The what family?
Vick.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that was... I was going to write that down this morning, and I forgot to. So thank you for mentioning that. Mary Ann, who usually sits up here, her husband's brother passed away. And he was in his late 50s, was he? Or early 60s? Yeah. Oh, was he? That? Okay. So we want to remember the Bick family in our prayers with the loss of that loved one. Yes, thank you. And I thought I saw another hand. Where'd it go? Oh, go here. Yes, yes. And, yep. I knew some were already starting. Yeah. And I think because of the fair being late this year, East pushed back on their schedule when they originally planned it. So, but yeah, school's starting for many and also for the colleges. Yep. Somebody else? Yes, very much so. We appreciate it. That's the one big hurdle. And we appreciate your prayers because we probably will be hearing from the state soon on the other aspect of the adventure we've had this summer regarding her license. And so just continue to remember that that will go favorably towards Jody and that'll get resolved and we can move on past that. I did not hear, what was the last name of the family of the person that passed?
Harnish,
okay, thank you. I almost had it right. I was one letter off. Okay. Somebody else? Yes.
I'd like to see travel first with my granddaughter, Taylor. Her family's coming to stay in New York. He died at church.
Okay. So we have another one we'll be praying for safe travels. Someone else? Anybody else this morning?
Oh. Safe travels for my grandkids are coming, flying back from Cancun, and then the ones that are from New York City that visit us have to go back this afternoon.
Yep. It's not a bad thing to lift them up in a prayer like that, yes, when they're traveling. Anybody else? Yep.
Maybe we should say some prayers for Rhea because I think she's over there in Indiana with her grandchildren.
Was that an area that got affected? They're on the north, a little bit towards the northwest side of Indianapolis. Yeah. I don't know. I never heard or saw anything about
the floods there.
Oh, the floods there. Okay. I knew there was some flooding in Indiana, but I wasn't sure where it was. Yeah.
She said that the driveway into the farm was flooded.
I can believe that because it sets down from pictures I've seen her show before where they live. Okay.
She told me there's one bridge she had to cross. At one point, it was totally underwater, and I told her, stay off it.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you've seen those videos where people are trying to drive through water this deep and think they're going to make it, and all of a sudden their car just, or their, even their pickup truck just starts getting carried away. Yeah. Yes. And I was amazed at how quickly they fixed that part of I-70 in Indiana or right there. Yeah. Man, that was, they got on that quick because that was crazy. I'll ask again, but we want to continue praying for Matt. Have you heard anything yet?
Still waiting for surgery.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. Must not be serious, because they would have done it immediately if there was...
It's a different kind of surgery.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. We want to remember Amelia Wolf. She is going to be a sophomore at Miami East High School. I do not know why this is happening, but she has had, the prayer chain people know, she has liver failure, and her mom said the other day it was really serious and they were really afraid they were going to lose her, and we definitely need to keep her in our prayers. Annie Richters is Mrs. Richter, the first grade teacher's daughter who graduated already from high school and college and works at the Mayo Clinic. Has something like, I don't know, a mono and strep, but those all came back negative. But she, yeah, it's pretty bad. And Carmen asked us for prayers. And so we want to remember Annie in our prayers. And we want to continue praying for those on our monthly list. So many of those are going through treatments, as we know. And all of that. Anybody else then?
Amelia was supposed to have her transplant last week. The liver was damaged in transport and they couldn't use it when it got to the hospital. So she's got to have it.
Yeah, and that's what made it more serious. And I was shocked when I heard that. I mean, how often? I don't hear of that very often, that happens anymore, the way they haul those organs like that. So somebody else.
I talked to Cheryl Hart
and she still has 14 chemo to do. But wow. They did all the scans on her, and they found no cancer. But they want her to still have these treatments.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's on our monthly list too.
Yeah.
But thank you for saying something, because I wanted to say something during the announcements and I had forgotten. If there is anybody that is currently on the monthly prayer list and they no longer need to be on there, please let me know, because I'm already starting to work on September's, because some of them have been on there. I know some of them are still going through serious things, but I don't know who all of them are and what's the update on the progress sometimes. But there's been some of them that's been on there for years. And so if you feel like one of them can be taken off or whatever, just let me know after church today. Anybody else then?
Jim is home and Don is home, right?
Yeah, both Jim and Don are home. They're doing well. And and I'm sure they're both glad to come home. So, yes. Anybody else? Okay, well, lots of names there to pray for. And so when we go to prayer here, maybe some of those names you want to pray for, or your own needs there that you might want to, and I will come and close us out. We are grateful for your presence, because it's your presence in our lives and that is here when we gather that makes all the difference in the world. Your presence that gives us peace. Your presence that heals us. Your presence that calms our anxious minds and thoughts, your presence that transforms us and moves in and through us. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you for the promise of your presence that Jesus told us about and through Scripture in the various places. Where can we go to get away from your presence? We can't. And we're grateful and thankful. Lord, there are so many of those that have been mentioned today that need your presence today in their lives, Lord. And God, we lift up Merle today. We lift up Cheryl today. We lift up Matt today. We lift up Dale and Jill today, for Annie today. God, we just ask for your touch for each of these that were mentioned today. Lord, we also lift up those that have lost loved ones, the two families that were mentioned today. God, the three families that were mentioned today, Lord, we ask for your comfort and your peace and your grace to be with them today. Lord, be with those in Indiana with the flooding and other places where storms have hit. God, we just pray for your grace and your faithfulness, and thank you for those neighbors and churches and groups and organizations that help on the ground and so many of these places. Lord, we think about some of the schools that are already starting this week and the college students, that you'll be with them and watch over them and keep them safe. Lord, we think about the three that are traveling and others, Lord, that's a part of our community of faith that may be traveling, Lord, that you will watch over them and be with them. Lord, we think about our FAIR kids and the families and the adults that are all out there working and their projects and the different things going on. We just ask that you will watch over them and keep them safe over the next 4 days until they're finishing up on Thursday. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, we thank you for your goodness in our lives. We're thankful for the job that you provided for Jody. We thank you for the provision there. We pray that you will work in that other situation there with the state, that favor will be towards her, and that you will grace her in all of that. And we're grateful and thankful for that. We think about those on our monthly list. God, we just ask that you would continue to touch and be with each one of those minister to them. Give them your strength. Give them your presence. Give them your healing touch. We think about our two military people that are on there. Lord, that you'll continue to watch over them and all of our men and women that are serving, Lord. And I think about the families of the other that I just heard about earlier this past week, another helicopter incident. And I don't know if there's any loss of life or anything, but God, we just ask for your grace in all of that and for those families that are affected by that. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for your presence with us. We're thankful that we can gather together and worship as your people. And we pray now, Lord, your continued grace and blessing on the rest of this time. As we break the bread of your word, may you encourage us and strengthen us to send us forth to be light and salt in our community and world. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today. And thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we're thankful for the blessing of God on our lives, and that God gives us that ability to work with our hands and create wealth. And because of that, so as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Generous one, bless, accept, and multiply this offering so many may know you, your saving grace, power, and love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We are going to be reading our lectionary psalm this morning, Psalm 133 this morning, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint there this morning as we look at it. It's been a while. I remember preaching on this maybe 10 years ago or so, it's one of, has some really good stuff that speaks to us. So let's look at it here. Look at how good and pleasing it is when we live together as one. It is like expensive oil poured over Aaron's head, running down onto his beard and over the collar of his robes. It's like the dew of Mount Hermon streaming down onto the hills of Zion, for it is where the Lord bestows the blessing, long life. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, two boys were walking home for Sunday school after hearing a lesson on the devil. One said to the other, "So what do you think about all this devil stuff?" The other boy replied, "Well, you know how Santa Claus turned out. It's probably just our dad." I thought that was funny, and I'm a dad. Come on. Better together this morning. Better together. Have you ever noticed that some journeys, Some journeys are easier when we have someone with us. The road may still be difficult. The weather may still be uncomfortable. We still may get tired. But somehow the journey seems a little better when we are not traveling alone. You know, I was thinking about this as I was jotting down some of this stuff this week. You know, I'm thankful for Jody, and I'm sure, or at least I assume, that she was thankful for me and her family, especially your sister, in everything that we faced over the last 2 or 3 years, almost 4, and everything that's happened regarding her job. And I was reminded about that we are never alone. Never. Because God is faithful. And when Jody sent me the text saying that they've accepted her acceptance of the job, God reminded me that I am faithful and always on time. Even though I wanted it to be resolved weeks ago, I learned that lesson once again to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and not lean on my own understanding, in all my ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Psalm 133 begins with those words, how good and pleasant it is when we live together in unity or as one. Notice the psalmist doesn't say unity is necessary, but that it is good and pleasant. So it's not like it's an imperative and command, but the psalmist is talking to us the other way around. You know, like you did with your kids with ice cream or candy or whatever it was. If you clean up your room, we're going to go get some ice cream. Come on now. You guys are all kind of, you never did that to your kids? You probably said, if you don't clean up your room, you're going to be grounded or something like that. You drill sergeants, you. But it is something that's good and pleasant. There's something beautiful about God's people coming together. And this psalm gives us two pictures that helps us understand what together looks like. And we're going to talk about both of them. And so here's our first one this morning. Together is like oil flowing. Oil flowing. Now, contrary to what you think, this is not crude oil. I do have to admit, when I was working on this, the very beginning of the Beverly Hillbillies popped into my mind when the oil started coming up in his old property on his Kentucky holler home and made him a millionaire. But together is like oil flowing. And it's talking about the anointing oil. God's anointing oil. And I'm going to say more about that in a minute. Olive oil. Sometimes sesame oil was used, but mainly olive oil. And so the first thing I want you to see about that is running oil. This image of running oil was an image of abundance. An image of abundance. Because of what it meant to the people in the ancient Near East in desert times. All kinds of good things happen, the psalmist is saying, when we're together. Because it's like this oil that ran down on Aaron, who was the high priest first anointed in the book of Exodus. And they were anointed and it ran down to the collar of his priestly robe when he was set apart. Oil was linked with healing, skin care, and worship practices in the Hebrew Bible. Oil was synonymous with health, joy, refreshment, blessing, and well-being. All of these things. So the psalmist is trying to get us to grab onto a picture, so to speak. When someone was anointed with oil, it signified that God had chosen them and set them apart and enabled them for whatever particular task that they were called to do, like for kings and priests and so forth and so on. Even to this day in many denominations, when somebody is licensed or ordained, they're anointed and set apart in ministry with anointing oil. And but also there's another significance that comes out of the book of James, and that is oil and anointing people with oil signified the Spirit at work with healing of our bodies and prayer. And so when you look at that, think about it this way. This anointing oil is just not haphazard. They just didn't grab olive oil and start anointing people. God in the book of Exodus gave specific instructions on how to put it together. And I want you to grab a hold of this for just a moment. Four distinct spices, four distinct ones, were brought together with olive oil to make a beautiful fragrance. Now, let me just say this. One of these bottles that I have two bottles up here. One's olive oil. And if one of them is those four ingredients put together, I don't think it's fragrant. In fact, it gets on my fingers and I can smell it all day long. But there's maybe some significance about that. Think about smells you like. And as I started to think about that, I thought some of you may like the smell outdoors when rain is coming or about to come. Or while it's raining, or after it rains. Some of you may like the smell of certain foods. And some of you may like the smells of Christmas or the fall. I remember when Jody would get these cinnamon-scented pine cones that she would put in this bucket that we have in the living room over by the fireplace. And in the fall, and I loved that smell that would go throughout our living room there. Or maybe the scent of certain candles. Now, although many of them are not here, there may be some of you that like the scent of your barn that you go out to every morning and take care of things. What about for the church? Think of it this way. We are different people with different personalities, different gifts, different abilities, different experiences and opinions, and we are brought together and mixed with the Holy Spirit so that we can give off a beautiful fragrance that attracts people to God and Christ and grace. And that is not only a beautiful fragrance, but it has to do with us being called for a beautiful purpose in life. Running oil. It's flowing over us. Going along with that a little bit is drawing on this idea of oil and the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit unites us as a well-oiled body. And I'm not talking about the muscle guys that you see that, you know, they oil their body up and they're showing off their muscles, you know, they're like this, you know, and they're showing off their calves and they're, you know, all of that. No, I'm talking about an well-oiled body of Christ. Paul tells us the Holy Spirit produces fruit in the faith community. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And these fruit are not there to do miracles, not there to do other things like we think of the gifts of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit creates space for togetherness, for unity, and makes movement in and among us and in our families possible and purposeful. How many of you remember the Wizard of Oz? And how many of you remember the Tin Man? He couldn't move until oil can. You know, until he was oiled, until we are oiled and anointed with the Spirit, and that the Spirit's fruit is flowing in our lives, things are not the same. We're stuck. We're distracted. We can't move sometimes, maybe because of fear or other things that is taking precedent. Together is like oil flowing. And when we come together, that's what the Spirit does in our midst and works with us to bring that. Second image there is together is like dew satisfying. Now, I'm not talking about Mountain Dew, although there's probably some here that might think Mountain Dew satisfies me when I'm tired. I don't know. But what is dew? Dew in Scripture was an image of divine provision. Divine provision. In hot, humid seasons in the desert, nothing today satisfies like a ice-cold glass of water. I can remember when I was growing up and the neighbor just up the road, Donald Brandt, he would say, "Jason, can you come and help us bale hay today?" "Sure. It's 95 degrees and it's miserable out, but I will get paid 35 cents a bale," or whatever it was. I don't know. And so I remember some summers. Oh, it was horrible. You almost got sick. It was so hot doing it. But, you know, after we'd all take a break, and he's like, I got this in the fridge, I got that in the fridge, or you can just get some water. And I was like, oh, I don't want any of that other stuff. I just want some cold water. That's what I wanted, because that quenched my thirst, because everything else kind of made me feel sick. Well, in the hot, dry desert, Israel depended on God to provide dew for the refreshment of the vegetation and crops so they would survive. And so would the vegetation, livestock, and everything else. Now, let me just say something about that. The Hebrew word for dew not only means condensation, which is what we usually think of as with morning dew, but it also could refer to light rain. Light rain. When we were in Hawaii, we'd just be walking, the sun would be shining, and all of a sudden, this light rain would come down on us. And it'd last 5, 10, 20, whatever it was that day. Sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes it was 20 minutes, and then just disappear. There would be a rainbow, and the sun many times would never disappear during that entire time. And it was about a provision for survival. God was taking care of them. And not only that, but what goes along with that, interestingly, is that God provided manna for Israel in the desert via the dew that came on the ground in the morning. Many people don't know this. Exodus tells us that the manna that formed, that fed the Israelites, formed between two layers of dew. And when the top layer of the dew would start to disappear as the sun would come out more, they would see it. And in the morning, God instructed them to go out and look for it. And when they saw it, the writer in Exodus says, the Israelites says, what is it? Or what is this? And interestingly, the Hebrew word for what is it is manna, manna. And that's where that name come from. So think about it this way. The dew and the manna were signs that Israel could depend daily upon God and upon one another. Because I don't have time to go into it, but there were specific instructions on how they collected that manna every day in the morning. And they had to do it for one another. And they had to do it for their family and their household. What am I talking about here? It's satisfying. And there's something about coming together and being in God's presence and unified in that moment because we are satisfied in God's presence and in that moment. Dew, oil. Do you know the difference between a spotlight and a laser beam? Both use light and both have similar electrical power requirements. Yet when a spotlight sends light, it sends it out into a broad spectrum like this. Now it can be, but it still doesn't. It's the aperture on the front of the spotlight that narrows the light down. It always scatters out like this. But a laser takes that light and concentrates it into one powerful beam. The difference is focus and unified. When light is scattered, the spotlight, the light is, and the power of it is limited. But when the light is united and focused, it becomes incredibly powerful. Christ brings people together and unifies them or unites them for a purpose. Think about the disciples for a moment. A fisherman or fishermen, because there was many of them. A tax collector that all the fishermen hated. A zealot who wanted to kill the Romans all the time, and a scribe, meaning one of them was a Pharisee. They were so diverse, but Jesus brought them together for a purpose. Something powerful happens when we gather together and work together despite our differences for worship and service. Why? Because we become stronger, more effective, more encouraging, and we give off a clear witness to our community and our world when we lay aside our differences and diversities and come together as God's people. Notice how the psalm ends. This is where God bestows blessing, long life. Where is the blessing? There, when people gather together and come together united. God's presence is where God bestows the blessing of life. We are better together. And listen to me, our nation is better together. I don't care what your views are. Our nation is better together. Amen.
Amen.
Well, take a few moments to shake a few hands and greet one another, and then we'll close out with our chorus there. We are standing on holy ground.
Standing
Well, let's join together for our benediction. God promises to be with us wherever we go.
We witness that promise every day.
The blessing of Almighty God, Source, Word, and Spirit, be with us now and always. Amen.